Hey there, I have an exciting announcement. I will try not to cry, I promise. I don't even know how to announce this really, so I'll just share where it comes from. And it's going to be interesting to you, in particular if you consider yourself a change agent, if you consider yourself a change maker, or you work as an artist, as a storyteller, as a communicator on change, as an activist, as a community organizer, community leader. Those are spaces I've been working with now for, 7 years in mission-driven settings, as a campaign strategist, as a communication consultant, as a producer, for campaigns run by governments, by activist groups, by NGOs, or mission-driven organizations of all kinds. And, you know, for all those years, I've been feeling uncomfortable. And I recognize it now. And I know why. And across all those projects that I've participated in different countries and different settings, I have to say I had a blast. I was always enjoying so much the human interaction with the different people in a project, with the field work, and I've always been deeply passionate about the topics we were working on. But something was not clicking, and it's something I ignored or I repressed for a long time. And I kept going with that feeling in me of, this is not right. And recently, I came in touch with that feeling. And I understand where it's coming from. And although I've always been, you know, priding myself from pushing the boundaries of how those campaigns are run and, you know, working with groups that are creative and ambitious and innovative, I realize now that the root cause of this discomfort is that the how we were, the how we are communicating on change is fundamentally broken. And the culture of change communications, the culture of change making in general, hasn't evolved in decades. I'm trying to think how many decades, but like quite a few decades. It hasn't evolved. It hasn't changed fundamentally. It's still centered on guilt. It's still centered on pointing to another outside, to an institution that is not doing enough, to another in society that's not, you know, voting the way they should. Always something outside is responsible for my internal frustration as a change maker. And this is seriously limiting the results. Obviously, it's when we look around at how change happens in society, Well, we're doing pretty bad, although we don't like to admit it. We think we're doing great because this new piece of policy this and this new piece of policy that. But if you look at climate change, if you look at the politics, the political scene, if you look at how we deal with the pandemic, if you look at how we deal with the refugee crisis, it's pretty dramatic, really. And we're tapping ourselves on the shoulders, saying like, yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, we got this and we got that. And, you know, there is some change happening. But there is a structural issue that we are not recognizing, I think. And I decided to start a conversation about this. I think it's time. I think there is a lot that can be done over the last 2 years. I've been developing a method that we are now releasing at Cosmic in the context of the Cosmic School curriculums that will come about in 2021. And this method is addressing specifically the connection between the inside dimension of change, and change within me, and the outside results. This is not a new idea, like the inside is the outside and, you know, all that stuff. I mean, there are religions that formed around this. There's a literature buzz, a different school of thoughts, and anyway. Considering that this could be, or this is the foundation of a new paradigm, of a new way to look at the world, well, the question is, how do you methodize this? How can we provide a roadmap for transformational change, and that takes someone from point A to point B, that takes an organization from point A to point B, that takes a collective of organization from point A to point B? This is what I've been working with for the last couple of years, and this method is now ready to be released, and it has it features case studies and testimonials that I will share with you. Right now I want to invite you to this webinar that I'm organizing. The dates and format and details are below this video. And on this webinar, we're going to talk about all this. We're going to look at what the method does and how it articulates and start a conversation. Yeah. So I invite you to subscribe. I invite you to drop me a line with your thoughts on this. I invite you to share this link with whoever in your network you think could be interested. It's time to have that conversation. At least I'm ready. And I decided to speak up and bring something to the table. So I hope we can start a party. You take care. I speak to you very soon. Cheers.